This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds beat the Guardians on Tuesday night in 10 innings, final score 5-4. Cincinnati wasted a brilliant outing by starter Connor Overton. He only allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and 7 1/3 innings of work. At one point, he retired 15 straight Guardians. Art Warren gave up a 2-run homer in the 9th to allow Cleveland to tie things up. Mike Moustakas walked with the bases loaded in the 10th to give the Reds the lead. Alexis Diaz then struck out Jose Ramirez with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th to preserve the victory. Tyler Naquin hit his 3rd home run of the season for Cincinnati. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from the two guys who called it, Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Ed. Well, Cowboy, that was a wild one, huh?
I'm worn out. I'll be honest with you. If that's how it's going to be for the rest of the year, I'm in trouble.
Well, Alexis Diaz ends up nailing down this ball game. He did so under the most strenuous of circumstances, a lot of it self-imposed, but he got out of it. But I really think you go back to the starter in this game. I mean, Connor Overton, even though he doesn't factor in the decision, 7 2/3, about as good as you can ask for.
Yeah, I think when you start looking at starters in general, the Reds were kind of busted a lot here in the early going about having starters not pitching very well. That tide has begun to turn, and it's really been led by a guy that, I mean, if you're a Reds fan, you had no idea who Connor Overton was. But, I mean, that's kind of where sometimes things come from. He's thrown the ball awfully well. We saw a great performance from Hunter Green his last time out, and I think that if you look at the overall perception of the last few ball games, especially that series in Pittsburgh and now here tonight, the starting pitching has thrown the ball much better.
Good sign for the Reds. See if it continues with Tyler Mahle on the mound tomorrow night. 5-4 Reds over the Guardians. Yet
thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds beat the Guardians Tuesday night in Cleveland 5-4 in 10 innings, and now to the highlights. Neither team could get anything done in the first 2 innings. The Reds finally broke through against Cleveland starter Zach Plesac in the top of the 3rd. Tyler Naquin put the Reds on the board, leading off the inning.
And this one hit high into the air into right field. It's sending Mercado back. You catch that, baby. Goodbye. 1-0 Reds as Tyler Naquin puts his 3rd home run on the board. The first Reds hit of the day, and it is a long, far one out of right field.
In the bottom of the 3rd, Reds starter Connor Overton gave up base hits to Richie Palacios and Oscar Mercado to start the inning. Austin Hedges then hit a ground ball to third that was originally ruled a 5-4-3 double play, but the Guardians challenged the play, and it was overturned because Matt Reynolds did not touch second base when he made the turn. That was crucial because Miles Straw was next up.
Right arm dangling to the side as the right-hander Overton looks in for the sign. Comes back with a tall set, the leg kick, the pitch. And it's lifted into center field. Friedel will have it. Both runners will tag. Palacios scores from third, and we are tied at one run apiece. That'll be a sacrifice and an RBI for Miles Straw. And the third inning has proved to be a scoring inning for both clubs.
Cincinnati put a couple of runners on base in the fourth with one out, but they couldn't score. Kyle Farmer singled leading off the fifth, but a double play ended that inning. But they finally retook the lead in the sixth. Brandon Drury walked to begin the inning. Then with one out, Mike Moustakas singled, moving Drury to second. Next up was Tyler Stevenson, and he got the Reds' second run home.
Stevenson in the spot right now to do some damage. He is 1-for-2, a base hit, guided a ground ball single right between short and third. His last time up, the pitch. And now he lines a base hit into left center field. That's a hit. Around third, here comes Drury to the plate. No throw. And the Reds have reclaimed the lead. It is 2-1. Tyler Stevenson with his 20th run batted into the year on his second hit of the night.
With two on and one out, the Reds had a chance to do more damage in the inning, but Colin Moran grounded into the Reds' third inning-ending double play of the game. And then they hit into another double play in the seventh inning. Meanwhile, Connor Overton was rolling on the mound. After he gave up back-to-back singles in the third, he set down the next 15 Guardians he faced. He ended the seventh against Ahmed Rosario.
And strength recall right over the outside corner. And, folks, that is yet another three-up, three-down inning. A scoreless seventh for Connor Overton.
The Reds added at the time what we thought would be a big insurance run in the top of the eighth off Trevor Stephan. T.J. Friedel walked to begin the inning. He stole second base, and then Tommy Pham got him home.
And Pham punches it through on the right side for a base hit.
That is so beautiful.
T.J. Friedel scores from third, and the Reds lead it 3-1. Tommy Pham with a ground ball single to right. And the Reds play add-on here in the eighth.
The Reds, by the way, hit into yet another double play to end that inning. Five double plays on the night. Overton's streak of 15 straight outs ended when Andres Jimenez reached on an infield single to begin the inning. He retired the next two batters, but walked pinch hitter Franmil Reyes, and that was the end of his night. Tony Santion replaced Overton, and the first batter he faced was Miles Straw.
And the pitch is grounded right through the right side of base hit. Here comes Jimenez around third to score, and at second base holding is Clement on the RBI single by Miles Straw, and the Guardians are within one. It's 3-2.
Santion got the next batter to pop up, and the inning was over. Here's the pitching line on Connor Overton. It's a good one. 7 2/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, a walk, 2 strikeouts, 98 pitches, 68 of those for strikes. Cleveland closer Emmanuel Clase came on to pitch the top of the ninth. He struck out the first two batters he faced, but then the Reds played small ball. Tyler Naquin laid down a perfect bunt single to begin things. He then stole second base. Then Kyle Farmer brought him home.
Clase looks in, has the sign. He comes set and fires. And Farmer lines it into left field, base hit. Here comes Naquin around third to score, and the Reds lead it 4-2. Bunt single, stolen base, base hit, 2-run lead.
That's why you bunt.
And Kyle Farmer has his third hit of the game.
Art Warren came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth for Cincinnati. He walked Jose Ramirez to begin things, and that was a costly walk because next up was cleanup hitter Owen Miller.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this ball's cranked. High and deep to left field, backing up Pham, turns and looks. This game is tied. 2-run home run, Owen Miller, just his 4th home run of the year, but this one ties the game in the ninth.
So we go to extra innings. Nick Sandlin was on the mound for Cleveland. Matt Reynolds was the Reds' ghost runner at second base. T.J. Friedel grounded out, moving Reynolds to third. Brandon Drury then walked. So did Tommy Pham to load the bases. That brought Mike Moustakas to the plate.
Well, we've gone as far as we can go. It is a 3-2 count. One down here in the Reds' half of the top of the 10th inning. And Sandlin to the plate. And he has walked Moustakas, the third consecutive walk in the inning, and the Reds now lead 5-4. And the bases are still loaded.
Again, the Reds had a chance to score more runs in the inning with the bases loaded and just one out, but both Stevenson and Colin Moran struck out to end the threat. Alexis Diaz came on the pitch the bottom of the ninth with Richie Palacio as the ghost runner. He struck out Mercado to begin the inning. He struck out Luke Maley for out number two. The Reds then got a huge break with Miles Straw at the plate. Diaz threw a wild pitch that hit the backstop and rolled into the Reds' dugout. That meant the runner had to stop at third base because he would have easily scored. Diaz ended up walking Straw. He then walked Stephen Kwan on four pitches. So bases loaded with Jose Ramirez at the plate, and this is what happened.
He has probably had every emotion in the book here. He has got a pitch to go. Here he comes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the bases loaded. I cannot believe it. And the Reds will hold on to this thing in extra innings and win 5-4 over the Indians. And he punches out Jose Ramirez with the bases drunk here in the bottom of 10. How about that?
Reds win it 5-4. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. For the Guardians, 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They stranded 6. Warren, the winner, 2-1. Sandlin, the loser, 3-2. Diaz, his first save of the season. Home runs in the game, Cincinnati, Naquin number 3. For Cleveland, Miller number 4. 3 hours and 22 minutes, 12,916 on hand in Cleveland. With the victory, the Reds are now 10-26 on the season. The Guardians are 16-18. Wednesday night, it's game 2 of this quick 2-game series against the Indians as Tyler Malley goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He is 2-4 on the season with a 5.89 ERA. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 5:40. First pitch is scheduled for 6:10. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Reds beat the Guardians in 10, 5-4. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.